You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max. The podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn Johnson, Freddie coming in for J. Will and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPN2 presented by Progressive Insurance. Hit us up anytime you want at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I'm going to throw this out there, and I guarantee you, Keyshawn is going to get his nose turned sideways just because he's been hot on this guy. Aaron Donald.
All right, here we go. We get ready to talk about
That's right. Aaron Donald.
Dive right into football at the top.
Sure, right now. Do you want me not to? I mean, football season right around the corner. I can dive into baseball if you want.
Actually, no. Football season already started. Preseason there you go. Already happened.
So why would we not dive into football your first day back from vacation? Why would we not do that? Nothing to say.
I'm not going to answer you.
I knew it. I know you wanted to say so. I could see the smoke coming out of your ears.
I'm just going
to
let you do your job.
Okay, well, I am doing my job, just hanging out with you from that standpoint. Aaron Donald of the Los Angeles Rams said on Inside Rams Camp about this quarterback. He's a big guy. He's a tough guy. He's athletic. In my opinion, he's like a futuristic Big Ben. A little bit more athletic, can move a little bit better. But he's a guy that ain't going to go down easy, so you got to come with your big boy pads when you get to wrap him up, end quote. Aaron Donald was talking about Josh Allen, the quarterback of the Buffalo Bills. Both of those two teams open up the NFL season. That's going to happen about 4.5 weeks from now on the Thursday night to kick off the NFL season. Keyshawn, not saying you've been cool on Josh Allen. You just want to see him win in terms of a championship with all this hype that's going to be around him, especially many people believe the Buffalo Bills are the team to beat in the AFC.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with what AD said, what Aaron Donald said about Josh Allen, very similar to Ben Roethlisberger, more athletic and move around better. There's no question about those sort of things. My pet peeve is with the hype around the Buffalo Bills. And Brandon Bean is one of my closest general manager friends in the National Football League, and I've had conversations about him. Mm-hmm. Slow it down. And it's not him, but it's all the hype behind it. Outside of the New England Patriots coming into a season – and I mean the New England Patriots with the Tom Brady and the Bill Belichick era that they ran off all those Super Bowls and won those divisions in the AFC East. Outside of that, there hasn't really been a team that has gone from wire to wire in a year, in a single year. It's always somebody new. So when you talk about the Buffalo Bills being the hype machine of the 2022 season, it's a little bit different from, I'm like, let's just see what happens before we start giving them the Super Bowl next year. Oh, they already got the hotel reservations made in Arizona. Slow it down. Not so fast. I get it. It wasn't Josh Allen's fault that they lost to the Kansas City Chiefs. He wasn't playing defense. He let them down and took the lead. And all. I get all of that. That was fine. There's nothing wrong with that. My whole thing is, slow it down. Don't start acting as though Buffalo is getting ready to defend the Super Bowl title from a year ago. And I think a lot of people out there in the media in particular, because they like Josh Allen, mm-hmm. they like the Buffalo Bills, and you know how that goes. They want to ride the wave. Mm-hmm. They might get it wrong. That's my only thing, is you might get it wrong.
Yeah, I'll throw this question at you. How much of the hype you're talking about with the Buffalo Bills? Because I can't wait to see not just Josh Allen, but I can't wait to see how they handle being the hunted. We're used to them being the hunter, but man, I want to see how they handle being the hunted. I wonder how much of this is a lot of Kansas City Chiefs fatigue that people want to see somebody or another team that's different that can be a Super Bowl team out of the AFC.
Well, they saw – look, you know how you say you can rewind something and do all of those. If you rewind it, the Buffalo Bills should have won the game against the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's be honest with each other. They should have won the football game. And I think that is where – a lot of the Bills' love comes from. They didn't beat Kansas City. They should have beaten Kansas City. They beat them in all phases of the game for the most part. You know, and so my whole thing is when you look at those first eight games of the 2022 season that the Buffalo Bills have to play, Man, come on now. Going to the Rams on a Thursday night is not going to be easy.
No.
The Tennessee Titans, I don't care what we think about them on a Monday night, is not going to be easy. We have no idea what the Dolphins are going to look like. We do know if the Ravens get Lamar Jackson underneath that center in week four, that's going to be crazy. We do know the Steelers are coming to play. We saw Kansas City beat them, even though they probably shouldn't have beat them. We do understand that Green Bay has Aaron Rodgers regardless. So it's like those first eight games, what if they go 4-4?
Mm.
What if they split it right down the middle, 4-4?
Okay.
But what if they go 3-5? I know. What if they go 5-3? I get it, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I get all that. But, or what if they go undefeated? I understand that. But when you look at that first 8 weeks of the season.
Not easy.
That ain't easy. It's not easy.
I like the fact that I don't mind the Buffalo Bills getting
Pittsburgh did beat them last year in opening day.
Well, Pittsburgh, that was opening day, and those teams were a lot different by week five, much less
okay,
week
that's
one.
Cool. Yeah. And regardless, beat them.
Yeah, but that was more Pittsburgh to me. Buffalo lost that game more than Pittsburgh won it.
Doesn't matter. They both was on the field. They both was between the white lines. 1-1, one loss. Okay, they were 11-6. Yeah. They were 11-6 football. This is not like the Buffalo Bills were 17-0. They were an 11-6 team, and it took them to beat the New England Patriots a second time to pull away in the division.
Yeah,
That's all I'm saying. I'm just laying out the facts.
Right. The facts are there, no doubt, from last year.
I don't make the news. I just report the news.
I completely understand that here at Keyshawn, J. Will and Max and ESPN Radio and ESPN2. But I understand why the Buffalo Bills feel and why the hype is there. To me, they've earned the hype. I know I'm not saying you're wrong, Keyshawn, in terms of they haven't won a championship. It's too much hype. Slow it down. The Buffalo Bills know this more than ever before. The NFL's a second-by-second league. You could be a hype machine and people are talking about you. You feel you're contending. And then 2 years from now, we could be having a whole different conversation. The Buffalo Bills didn't win, and they may be rebuilding again behind their quarterback, Josh Allen. So I know why they're falling. I know why a lot of people are falling victim to the hype, because you could be today's news 1 year, and then 2 years from now, you're rebuilding in a division, rebuilding in the NFL. That's why the hype machine has been with the Buffalo Bills, and I think for two reasons. Number one, because of Chiefs fatigue in the AFC. And number two, we don't know what the NFL looks like year by year, second by second, because things can change just like that.
No, look, I think Brandon Bean and company has done a tremendous job of building this roster and building this team. They've done everything year in and year out of going to get what they felt they needed. Whatever little hole it was, whether it was all of a sudden they're going to get Von Miller to pair up to bring some more pass rush, or whether it was bringing in Diggs to help Allen grow. I think a lot of people are missing on the fact that Brian Daboll is no longer there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge situation that could go on in Buffalo. And I know they're like, oh, it's Josh Allen. I'm telling you, man, he is the guy who got Josh Allen to where Josh Allen is.
No doubt.
Now, all of a sudden, you have somebody else in the game calling a play. The flow of the game is different. You know, Ken Dorsey is calling something different at this moment in time. Let me tell you, Freddie, when I played, I could think just like every coach that we had on the staff. I could think like a quarterback. I knew what we were getting ready to do two plays beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I had the same person. I knew what Charlie Weiss was thinking and Dan Henning was thinking and Todd Haley and Sean Payton. I knew what we were thinking immediately. I knew what Coach Dungy was thinking. Will that be the case with Josh Allen and Ken Dorsey? Will Ken Dorsey understand it's 3rd and 5, we need to do this, because Brian Daboll certainly understood that? Or will Ken Dorsey try to make a name for himself because he wants to become a head coach at some point in time, so he has to show something different? And that could be a mistake. That's all I try to point out.
That's
but you know how it is, man. When you start spitting facts, everybody think that you hating on somebody.
Yeah, you know why? Because the Buffalo Bills have not won a world championship. And this is the close they've been to world championships. They had the Four Falls of Buffalo back in the 1990s. They don't want guys like you, a former Jet player in that division.
I don't care about that, though.
I know you don't care about it, but Bills fans do.
I don't care about the Bills.
I know you don't care about the Bills, but their fans, different deal, especially when their team has not won and has not won a championship. They don't want anybody named Keyshawn Johnson raining on their potential Super Bowl parade. They don't want you doing
that. I had somebody do a vacation call me a hater. He was, you know, he called. It was somebody we were hanging out or whatever. I was at the
– Uh-huh.
The, I was at the bar. Let's put it
okay,
that way.
Okay, I was wondering where you were.
And, you know, we were just talking. They, you know, obviously they want to talk football or whatnot. Sure. And they was asking me why I'm always hating on the Bills. I'm like, how am I hating? Okay, the Bills are going to be great. They're going to win 10 Super Bowls over the next 10 years. Is that what you want me to say?
Yeah, he does.
Now you like me. But because I said I don't know about them, you don't like me.
Exactly.
You know how fans are. They hear what the hell they want to hear. Right.
Welcome to my world. Thank you. About time you showed up into my world when it comes to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. He's Keyshawn Johnson. I'm Freddie Coleman on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPN2. We'll get to the hot or not when it comes to Matthew Stafford's elbow with the Los Angeles Rams, and the where or well will Odell Beckham Jr. play this year. That's what the Keyshawn has this from O'Reilly.
Yeah, I probably should have read this before, but that's okay. Protect your vehicle's engine with Syntec and O'Reilly's Auto Parts. Syntec Premium with full synthetic. See, this is why I should have read it. Full synthetic motor oil is formulated for today's engines, heat and friction, and reduce wear. Right now, get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic in MicroGuard Select Filter for just $33.99. That's $33.99. Try Syntec today exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You always find out what's hot and what's not when it comes to the NFL here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Keyshawn Johnson, Freddie Coleman on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and ESPN2. Boy, there's a lot to do to talk about when it comes to Matthew Stafford and the elbow. Last week, the Rams, Sean McVay said this is troublesome, this is concerning. But after practice on Saturday, Matthew Stafford had this to say about that elbow.
I just have a little soreness. We're working through it. I felt pretty good today. I thought it looked pretty good. But just trying to be smart with it and make me feel as good as I can feel going into week one and while still getting as many reps as I can, too. I'm feeling stronger every time I come out here and throw. I don't know if you guys were watching, felt like I could make any throw I wanted to today.
All right, so let's bring in the always outstanding Jeff Darlington, ESPN NFL reporter. Hit him on Twitter at Jeff Darlington. So, Jeff, I'm going to start there with hot news or not news. Matthew Stafford elbowing his issues or whatever issues may not be there. Is it hot news or not news?
Right. Look, it's hot news, guys. It's not scalding hot like it might be easy to suggest about the Super Bowl winning quarterback not being able to participate in team drills. But it is hot news for those exact reasons. And it's significant from the standpoint that it feels like this is something that likely will linger for a long time. Pain management is what's going to be most important here. I don't believe this is the type of thing that will land him on IR at any point, but I do think that it's something that could be bothersome. So significant, maybe not as significant as as we're prone generally to make it out to be.
You know, it's hot news, I guess, if you are following the Rams on a daily and you're a Ram fan. But in terms of just for me in the NFL, it's not news. And look, at the end of the day, if he wasn't capable of throwing the other day in practice, they wouldn't have him out there throwing. Okay, this is an opportunity for him to continue to rest up. He probably won't play a snap in the preseason. In fact, I go out on a limb and say he will not be playing at all in the preseason whatsoever. Right. So when you look at that, he gets rested up. They open up week one on a Thursday night against the Buffalo Bills in Los Angeles. He'll be ready to go.
Kareem Hunt requesting a trade.
I'm with you, Keith.
Yes, I'm with you guys as well. Kareem Hunt requesting a trade from the Cleveland Browns. The Browns said no to that, Jeff. Is that hot news or not news?
Once upon a time, this would be very hot news. But this day, today, it's not news. Kareem Hunt, while still a really good running back, I wouldn't even say is the best running back on their team. But maybe, I mean, last year he wasn't even the second best running back on the team due to injuries and whatnot. But look, he's in the second year of a two-year contract for a team that has far more problems at the quarterback position than they do at the running back spot. I hate to say it, Kareem Hunt, it's not news.
Yeah, I would say it's not news at all. You know, I don't know what – I guess he's trying to play the smart guy in this situation, which – I don't blame him trying to get a contract extension now because, as you know, Jeff, running backs in free agency, not signing with their own teams, the teams that drafted them, the teams that they're currently on, but in free agency, they're just not coveted the way other positions are.
Panthers have yet to decide, guys, on who to go with at quarterback when it comes to Sam Darnold or Baker Mayfield. Jeff, is this hot news or not news?
Not news. We might as well just hunker down here and expect to wait quite a while. I would say it's hot news if they did make the decision this quickly into camp. I mean, that would suggest that someone either is doing really, really well or the other guy is doing really, really poorly. This is going to be like a situation in Denver that dragged on between Teddy Bridgewater and Drew Luck last year, well into training camp. Same situation in Carolina. I expect this to last a long time. Not news that it's not decided today.
Yeah, it's not news at all, Jeff. I think when you look at it, Sam Darnold's been there for a minute. If you bring in Baker Mayfield and make him the starter immediately, even if that's your plan, you know, several weeks from now, and if you did that right now, people would start to look at you differently in that locker room as a coaching staff. That's not something that you want to do. You want them to battle this thing out, because the one thing that players can see is they can see the guys that takes them, that can help them win football games when they're on the field with them.
Real quick, staying with this a little bit, by the way, doing a little hot news or not news with ESPN NFL reporter Jeff Darlington and Keyshawn, J. Will and Max on ESPN Radio and ESPN2. Kind of staying with that, guys, and Jeff, you can start. Is it hot news or not news that Panthers head coach Matt Rhule said that by Patriots week, they'll have a better idea who the starting quarterback is going to be?
What is are they talking week one? Is that, no, what's Patriots week? Which week is that?
I think it's week two?
Yeah,
I feel like it's the final week of preseason.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Like August 19th that week. Matt Rhule even said that they'll have a better idea.
That feels pretty deep into the preseason. Again, though, I'm not willing to discount the idea of competitive advantages here. They have no real reason to – I mean, internally, they'll probably have a pretty good sense. But I also understand the idea of making it linger as long as possible for your own competitive advantages. But you got to think – I mean, even now they probably have some sense. But you got to think by then they'll have a pretty good idea who their starting quarterback's going to be.
Absolutely. They'll know who their starting quarterback will be by the time they opening day comes, because the end of preseason to opening day, there's probably, I think it's about a 10-day window that you get prepared for opening day. So that's all you need. You need 10 days. The game plan is already in place. The playbook is already done. The install is finished. They're practicing now.
Yeah, that's the second week of the preseason that Matt Rhule talked about when it comes to Patriots week, right around August the 19th.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's what Matt Rhule said. Hey, when you have a contract, you're looking for a new contract to stay with your football team, you're going to use anything possible to make sure you make the right decision regarding that position with the Carolina Panthers. Odell Beckham Jr., guys, still does not have a team. Jeff, is this hot news or not news?
Not news. I think it's smart by Odell to wait this out as long as he needs to wait it out. First of all, he's not able to get on the field at this point anyway. And second, I mean, if I was him, I'd probably wait to make sure that I was joining a competitive squad that's going to put me in the best situation possible when I am ready to play. So, no, not news at all. I this is a prudent move by Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah, it's not news. But I want to ask you, Jeff, because you know, I don't know the collective bargaining agreement nearly as well as you do. But could it be that he's not signed because he's a veteran? And if they sign him and he's on the opening day roster, doesn't his contract become that year become guaranteed? Yeah, it becomes guaranteed opposed to if they wait till after opening day and he gets signed by somebody, then it won't be guaranteed. I think that's right.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
And as a result, both sides are incentivized to wait on this. Like, obviously, if he could get some big deal right now, but that's, to your point, not going to happen as well. So makes sense for both sides for him to not be on a roster right now.
It still is pretty weird that a guy like Odell Beckham Jr., especially when he was really coming along having a great Super Bowl for that injury, but he's going to take his time and other teams are going to take their time as well before the season gets started and what availability is going to be there. Ron Rivera says Carson Wentz has been inaccurate with the Washington Commanders, but he says it's not a concern, Jeff. The laughter, I got a chance. I know what the answer is. Is this hot news or not news?
Which part? That he's not concerned? Because he should. That's hot news, man. He better be concerned. Are you kidding me? Look, it's not news that Carson Wentz is struggling. I'm sorry. I don't mean to make a joke about a guy struggling.
But you
it
did.
Is not news that he is struggling. It is definitely hot news that somebody's surprised by it.
See,
is that cold?
It's not news to me. The reason it's not news because he's a coach. That's what coaches, they just do that. Oh, he's struggling. Oh, well, you know, I don't know. You know, I'd like for him to be up to speed a little more. You know, that's just coaching talk. Even if he is struggling, that's what coaches do. They're not going to sit there and go, oh, he's lighting it up.
He's really,
oh, my God, this is the guy that I saw come out of. They're not going to do that. They're not going to do it.
But should they with Carson Wentz based on previous events? That's what I'm putting out there.
Y'all are going to get me in trouble just throwing those softballs out there like that.
We're not here to get you in any kind of trouble. Last but not least, Kenny Pickett. Listed as the third-string quarterback, the rookie for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Jeff, is this hot news or not? News.
It's not news. I'm wondering if me and Keyshawn are going to go like 5 for 5 here, where we actually agreed every single time.
I know.
I'm going to say it's not news, merely from the standpoint that it is very early in training camp. The only concern to me is that it doesn't sound like Mitch Trubisky is lighting it up either. So the problem here is that between when you've got this many quarterbacks and Mason Rudolph, Kenny Pickett, and Mitch Trubisky, and neither one is elevating themselves. It doesn't sound like you have one quarterback at all.
Yeah, it's not news at all because you got a rookie quarterback, not the number one overall pick, not a guy that you're going to insert into the lineup regardless to what the situation is. They're all kind of battling or whatever. Just because he's listed third on the Jep chart today, by the end of the preseason, he'll probably be number two, and Mason Rudolph will be sent packing. That's just probably what's going to happen.
Oh, you don't believe that no matter what, they won't keep Mason Rudolph at all?
I don't know if they'll keep three. I don't know Pittsburgh's history on their roster in terms of quarterbacks.
All right.
I don't know if they keep three. And it's those three.
Yeah, that's what I'm like.
It's probably because you don't have faith in any of them.
But
with so many rules of change now, they may be able to land Mason Rudolph for one of those dudes on the practice squad. So I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Right.
Look, I like Mitch Trubisky, but I don't think he's like the answer of all answers. But these other two dudes ain't good to me either. So, like Jeff say, what do you really have when you got three?
When you have three, you don't have one, which means you have none when it comes to the quarterback position and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like we mentioned, great follow on Twitter at Jeff Johnson. Does a great job as an ESPN NFL reporter. Always great to have him join us here on Keyshawn, J. Willem.
Thank you,
Jeff. I wouldn't get you in any trouble. We're trying not to do that.
Why is it so dark behind you, though, Jeff? Why is it so dark? Is it cloudy?
A little stormy out there this morning.
Oh, it's a little stormy. You know what I mean? Okay. Usually
shining down here.
No, it usually has California clear skies, you know? So I just, you know.
Yeah.
Was wondering.
We're not the West Coast, unfortunately. Yes. We do have clouds.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's not always sunny skies at 75 degrees, other than California elsewhere. Thanks a lot, Jeff.
Rub it in. Thanks, guys.
Well, Keyshawn's rubbing it in. I'm up here in the East Coast. I know exactly what you're going through when it comes to
that. It's probably getting ready to rain in Connecticut right now, huh?
No, a little rain came through here yesterday. The only thing missing with that was a big boat and an old man of animals going into 2x2 yesterday. The kind of rain that we had around here on Keyshawn. Thanks a lot, Jeff. Here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max. He's Keyshawn Johnson and Freddie Cohen, ESPN Radio with the ESPN app and also ESPN2. We're going to go through each division in the AFC and give you the biggest questions according to us. That's after this from SportsCenter. He's Keyshawn Johnson and Freddie Coleman on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, as well as ESPN2. Hit us up anytime you want at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. A little vacation groove music for you. Keyshawn, first day back.
Man. Freddie, you should have been there.
As long as I was not there at the bar where somebody was challenging about the Buffalo Bills, then yes, I would have loved to have been there.
No, man, but you should have just been. Yates had a chance to hang out with me for the 50th.
I know. I mean, I've heard nothing but great stories about your 50th birthday party. And like we mentioned early in the show, Alan Yates has been more than, 2-3 weeks in your birthday party, Keyshawn. He still hasn't recovered.
Well, I mean, I'm still trying.
Need a whole lot of water, man.
A whole lot of water. Yeah. Oh, man.
There wasn't a lot of water at the party? That's what you're telling me?
It was a lot. It's the last option you want. It's a whole bunch of other things.
Yes.
Hey, put it this way, Freddie.
First.
Okay.
This is the first time I put on a shirt in a minute. I was walking around that joint.
Boy, Key had his feet out, sunglasses on, and the hat stayed on the whole time. Right. I don't know how that joint stayed on for so long.
He was the whole thing.
It was so hot, I was trying to block the sun, too.
Right, right. So you were the whole thing at your party, as you're supposed to be, when you turned the big 5-0.
It was a beautiful thing, It's a beautiful thing. That's all I can share with you, man. It was a beautiful thing.
Put it this way, when the 30 for 30 happens, I want to be there to watch the opening previews.
What if I told you that
Keyshawn Johnson had no shirt on, but his hat on, and nobody complained the whole time at the party?
It was busy, turned up.
Well, based on what Alan and the way I'm looking at Alan's face right now, and I'm like seeing the party through his eyes.
Washed.
Even though I wasn't there,
washed
it's washing all over me. It really is. I'm seeing through his soul right now.
It was a fun time. A lot of Los Angeles ESPN people, Freddie.
I get it.
You see a lot of people that you hadn't seen in years,
and
yeah, it was a lot of people. I hadn't seen certain people in 20 years. Like, wait a minute, what the heck?
How did you get in here? It wasn't anything.
No, because usually somebody like my brother or my sister invited them and didn't tell me.
Okay.
So it was
That's
like,
good.
Yeah, it was one of those deals. Like, how you get in here? Now, with nobody getting in, I didn't have to worry about that, right, Yates? If you was coming
she
up
won,
in there.
She three is a whole bunch of other stuff. Clearances.
It wasn't like one of those, like, I'm with them. Everybody knew they were supposed to be there.
There wasn't going
to
be no I'm with them.
Yeah, you'd be by yourself, like Alan said.
Yeah, all that I'm with Freddie. No, man.
Hey, wait a minute. We're on this now. Also, you put me in the Nobody Jones category. That's what Keyshawn just did. Oh, you and Freddie, you can't get in.
I'm saying. It wasn't going to be just called blunts for people. They just weren't going to be able to just walk up and just come in like that. No.
Really top flight security in the world, Craig.
Nice.
We ain't having that.
Good.
That plus one and all that. Nah, man. We need head count.
The best part was just looking at Alan's eyes, and he just took himself back to that, and he just had a whole wistfulness about him.
It was quite a trip.
I bet it was.
That's all I'm going to say.
As I said before, I'm already dark as my skin complexion. But being in the sun on vacation as much as I was. Man, I got really, you know, really dark.
Turned him
red.
Into navy black.
I know.
Navy
black. Now we lost Alan.
I'm just red. Like, yeah. I turned red, you know. It's like all of a sudden stuff start coming out in me, Yates. Right. You know, you're like, what are you actually, you know? And I'm like, no, man.
Where are you really from, Keyshawn?
Yeah, I'm really from. That's what they really be wanting to know.
We've gone from the 50th birthday party to vacation to DNA, all in the space like 3 minutes now, involving Keyshawn.
And I started peeling all over my body. I take a shower. All of a sudden, I'm ashy and I'm peeling.
I wish they could see Isaiah, one of our new employees right now. He's got his head in his hand thinking, where's this conversation going?
It's okay, man. I understand we're a national radio show and it's ESPN, but we going to do it the way we do it.
No
we ain't
going
to do it the way they want us to do it.
I'm not complaining.
No, I'm talking about Isaiah, the new employee.
No, he's not complaining. He's just laughing out loud. Guys.
Okay, I'm just saying. I want to let him be comfortable
and let him know it's different than it used to be.
Isaiah's it ain't that no more. Yeah,
Isaiah's coming with the 25th power. That's not the problem. He's just like, wow.
Okay.
He wants to be at that party now. That's what that is.
Well, I just got
to
make sure because, you know, sometimes some people get a little uncomfortable when we start to talk about our experiences and what we are, and I just want to make everybody know that. That's all.
Who gets uncomfortable? Don't name names, Freddie. I'm not uncomfortable. Why am I uncomfortable? I'm the one that I'm continuing this conversation. Why am I uncomfortable?
Well, you know, some of us like to get right to sports. You know.
Oh, we're gonna do the whole
bing bigger, bong.
Back on that again.
Even though it's a morning show at 7:30 in the morning, people are going to work and they want to laugh when they get into the office.
You should. You gotta have
people
have that enjoyment.
They don't want to keep hearing about the damn Cleveland Browns every 30 seconds.
Well, but in Cleveland, that's a different deal. They want to hear about the Cleveland Browns every 30 seconds in Cleveland. Right now, Pat Costello's face is just classic. Pat, just like, leave me out of this. Don't involve me in any of this right now when it comes to that. But birthday parties, Alan Yates, we've lost him for the rest of the show now. Poor Isaiah just got here not even 3 weeks ago. He doesn't know what he's got.
Isaiah, like, I ain't got no stats for this segment. Hold on.
We will get to biggest division questions in each division of the AFC. Should we just postpone that? But like, should we do that? Yeah. Should we do it now? Just wait a little bit. Yeah, we'll do
it. Let's just do it next. Did I get invited?
Yeah, I sent you an invite.
He sent you an invite?
Yeah.
I think Pat is questioning that right now.
You
couldn't come.
Snail
I think you was on vacation yourself or something.
Yeah.
Something weird like that. No, it wasn't snail mail. Please.
Snail mail? Do young people even use that anymore?
I got the invite the day after the party. I just didn't hit send.
Got lost in the cloud.
Man, you just couldn't make it. That's all. It's understandable.
Don't feel bad.
I wouldn't have gotten in even though I got there. They were like, sorry, no, this guy can't.
They wouldn't have done that.
We can't let him
Key
in.
Key wouldn't have done that to you. There's no way.
It wasn't about Key because I wasn't at the door. I wasn't at the gate.
Yo, Key didn't care. Key's like, I was already inside.
Yeah, I was already.
Hey,
they got the call in me, Pat, talking about, you know, this guy, Pat, cussed up. They wasn't coming to get me.
Yeah,
if his name wasn't on the list, oh, well.
See, you notice how he completely took himself out of that whole equation and say, hey, Pat, if it was up to me, you'd have been in there. But I'm already inside, and I got people to handle that for me. See how he did you?
It would have been a long plane trip back. He'd be like, all right, see you guys. Happy birthday,
Evan,
I guess.
Evan, one of our former producers, he stiffed me.
What do you mean he stiffed you?
Because he didn't come. He was supposed to come, and then he had to change the plans on me.
Oh, Evan, weigh in on this,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, Evan Wellner, yeah.
Weigh in on this.
He didn't show up.
Where's the truth and where's the fiction?
There's Evan.
Yeah,
oh, he's here.
Hey. Hey, how you doing? Good to not see you again. So the truth of this, Freddie, is I did not go to the party.
Okay.
I was going to be in California for vacation.
Right.
My vacation ended like a couple days earlier before his, and I did go to try to change my flight.
Yeah.
And the flight home was $600 more than what I had already paid.
What?
To change it to stay for Key's birthday.
Yeah.
But I made time during my vacation to go to dinner with Key.
Yes, I heard.
I brought him a nice birthday present.
I heard that
as well.
And
this is the thanks I get on national radio. Not, oh, you know, our old producer Evan got me a nice birthday gift. No, he just
didn't. Wait, what did you get me? I don't even remember.
Wow, that's bad.
Thank you.
I gave you a bottle of wine.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You did give me a bottle of wine.
And it wasn't like...
See, Evan, I'm with you on this one. That's
the
thanks
you
got.
How much liquor I got, man? I got so much liquor for people. I'm sorry, Evan.
Should be.
I'll drink it tonight.
No, you won't.
No, you won't.
No, you won't. Every day more lies.
Send it back to me.
Yeah, exactly. No, I do. That's right. It was a bottle of wine. I forgot. My bad. I didn't realize Evan was there. That was a setup.
Welcome to
the
studio.
Now you got a break. You killed this whole segment.
And we're back on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. The fact of fiction segment when it comes to the vacation, the party, and everything else. We're going to have the biggest questions in each division of the AFC, we think. Right after Key has this from O'Reilly.
Wait, I don't have anything from O'Reilly. O'Reilly? No O'Reilly. Sorry.
Right, just going to go to break.
Yeah, we're just going to go to break. That's what we're going to do.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Did we have enough California love the last 15 minutes? Your Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPN2 with Keyshawn Johnson. I'm Freddie Coleman. We did get sidetracked, but it was worth it. Talking about Keyshawn's party vacation, Alan Yates and his shenanigans and everything else. Poor Isaiah, one of my guys behind the scenes. But now it's time to get to the biggest questions for each division in the AFC. We'll have some NFL music underneath us a little bit. Alan Yates will be that on the ones and twos. And, of course, Keyshawn Johnson, we're going to start with the AFC East. In your opinion, what is the biggest question in that division?
I think the biggest question in the division for me is Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson in what that is at the quarterback spot for the New York Jets. They certainly surrounded him with a wealth of young talent, second-year head coach in Robert Saleh. So let's see what they are. And I know a lot of people saying, are you crazy? Why is it not the Miami Dolphins or the Buffalo Bills or even the New England Patriots? And I think it's because when you think of Zach Wilson, they put so much into what he was at BYU and what he could become in the National Football League. Even had other analysts and colleagues of ours talking about how great of a potential pro he could be, and yet and still, we still haven't quite seen that yet. It's still early in his career, but I think for me, that's the biggest question, because if he is anything like they think, the New York Jets could do something this season.
Yeah, because they brought some weapons in for him where he won't have any excuses, although it's still only year two in the NFL career when it comes to Zach Wilson. For me, real quickly, I think the biggest question is, can the Bills handle the heat? We talk about the hype with this football team and Josh Allen, the quarterback, and many people believe this is going to be the team in the AFC. It's one thing to be the hunter. I wonder how they can handle being the hunted for the first time in a long time, not just in that division when it comes to Buffalo. AFC North, what's the biggest question in that division?
Well, I think the biggest question is what's gonna happen to the Cleveland Browns? What is that gonna look like when we are in week 10? Is it Deshaun Watson or is it not Deshaun Watson? Who's gonna be the quarterback? Mm-hmm. Where would they go? Can Jacoby Brissett kind of hold them together until Deshaun Watson, as of right now, comes back in week 7? We know that there's still some things out there in terms of what Roger Goodell and the NFL want to try to get done long term, but right now it's 6 games. And what's going to happen in that 7th and 8th game? Let's assume that he winds up playing. And if not, he misses the season, what will the Cleveland Browns be?
For me, the biggest question, it starts and ends with Lamar Jackson, the Baltimore Ravens, because a lot of people wonder, hey, what is this going to look like with him playing for a deal, being his own agent, going into this season, looking for that deal? He is betting on himself. And if he looks anywhere near what reports are coming out of Baltimore Ravens, it's going to be another special season. If that happens, I can't even imagine what the bank vault is going to look like for Lamar Jackson because
I can't play with it, Freddie.
I hear you. No, I'm with you.
I'm not doing it.
I'm not doing it either.
I'm not stepping my ass on the field until they pay me if I'm Lamar. I don't care.
I'm with you. But
I'm not betting on nothing, yeah, man. You better pay me my money now.
But he's betting on himself to that standpoint. I understand it. Not from his standpoint. I understand it from me and you. That's not something we would do, but that's something he wants to do.
Man, yeah. I promise you I wouldn't do it.
I promise you I wouldn't do it either. But good luck to Lamar Jackson when it comes to that. AFC South, biggest division question is what?
I think the biggest the question in division is Matt Ryan. I think it's Matt Ryan going to give the Indianapolis Colts what they've been looking for since they went out and got Jacoby Brissett. Then all of a sudden they went out and they got Phillip Rivers. Then they went to Carson Wentz. Now do they finally have a guy who can get them over the hump? Solid running game, no question about it. Strong offensive line, defense intact. I wonder what they will be because the Tennessee Titans are the team in that division as of right now. I don't know much about the Jacksonville Jaguars. I know a lot of people want to talk about Trevor Lawrence becoming what they thought when he came out of Clemson with the number one overall pick. Now that he has a solid head coach that's won a Super Bowl before and helped Carson Wentz in his career early on. We already know what the Houston Texans are. They're just a team with a logo in a city.
I'm going to trampoline off of that with this way when it comes to Matt Ryan. It goes back to that decision that Andrew Luck made to retire, and the Indianapolis Colts have been trying to find a quarterback ever since because they believed after moving on from Peyton Manning with the injury and then he goes to Denver Broncos key, they draft Andrew Luck, and they thought that was going to be their quarterback for the next 15 to 16 years. He retires not even, by year eight, year nine, and they've been looking for that Andrew Luck guy ever since. And you mentioned all those quarterbacks that they've tried from Jacoby Brissett, the Phillip Rivers, the Carson Wentz, and now Matt Ryan. They believe Matt Ryan can be the difference maker because they've been looking for that difference maker ever since their guy, Andrew Luck, decided that football wasn't for him and he wanted to do something else, and the Colts have not been able to recover from that to the level they thought they were going to have if Andrew Luck had not retired. AFC West, biggest division question is what?
I think the biggest division question is what are the San Diego Chargers? What are the Los Angeles Chargers? Like, what are they really? I think when you look at this football team, Khalil Mack comes over. We obviously know what they have in the secondary in terms of Samuel and Jackson and now Derwin James, the defensive side of the ball with Bosa, Khalil Mack. Offensively, Justin Herbert and Keenan Allen and Mike Williams, they've got trees at the receiver position. But what are they? Are they a team that looks so pretty and at the end they're going to break your heart? Is that what the Chargers are all about? Because a lot of people think that the Chargers are at the top of the class in the National Football League. And they may well be on paper, but can they deliver on the field? Can we see Justin Herbert finally take his team to the playoffs and make a strong playoff run? I'm not talking about a wild card playoff where they get the sixth seed. No, I'm talking about a real playoff contender.
In your opinion, real quick, what should they be when it comes to the Chargers? What should they be?
I think they should be fighting Kansas City Chiefs for the division. But the jury is still out for me on Brandon Staley. I understand that a lot of people think it was his first year as a head coach. But then when I go back and I look at Anthony Lynn's tenure and what he was able to do, given the fact that sometimes the kicker wasn't kicking the ball the way he needed to and missing field goals, I just look at that. A young Justin Herbert, if you would have given him an opportunity to continue to grow with him, what would this team be? Now you got Brandon Staley, a second-year head coach that made a lot of mistakes last year. I can count at least three games that he lost for them, and maybe even more based on some of the in-game coaching decisions. Has he learned from that?
Well, yeah, and not the quarterback. You're right when it comes to the head coach, because it's one thing to be a new age head coach and do all these new different things, but they don't turn into wins. If you're losing games to your team with those decisions down the stretch, that could have put you in the playoffs.
It's pro football, Freddie.
Right. It's not
Madden. You don't go for it backed up in your own end zone when you don't need to. Some of that stuff, I'd just be like, and they hired this dude?
Yeah, that drove me nuts.
What made y'all think that was a good situation?
The Sean McVay coaching tree. That's why they decided to go.
McVay's never done that.
Well, he's got a championship now.
But he's never gone for it. On fourth down, on his own 19-yard line in the first quarter.
That made no sense. I'm with you. Off of that, my biggest question is who can really take down the Chiefs in the AFC West? Until I actually see it, I don't care about the Chargers, the Raiders, or the Broncos having Russell Wilson. If I see it, then I'll believe it. Until then, who can realistically take down that team in that division? To me, that's the biggest question in the AFC West. We'll do the NFC next hour here on Keyshawn, Jaylen and Max with Keyshawn Johnson. I'm Freddie Coleman. And Key mentioned Zach Wilson, quarterback of the New York Jets. We'll use this word if it's going to work out or not work out. That's next on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.